Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
I actually did it. The storm is going away.
C-Tubit, we knew you could do it.
You are right. Maybe I was made for more than hot dogs. Tell me, Leo, what were you made for?
Well, we, Tank, Bubbles, and I, are Starkeepers. We believe we were made to help others, be kind, and most of all, to share our beliefs with others who...
Oh, no!
It can't be! How did he find us?
What? What is that noise? I have never heard it on Planet Apocalypta before.
Look at the top of that hill near those fancy old buildings. It's...
Dr. Disco!
Yes, yes, yes! We have finally made it!
Yeah, but what's so special about this place anyway? It just looks like an old run-down day spa to me.
Old? Run-down? Maybe. But it also has the only hot oil springs in the entire galaxy.
Right. Who cares about some nasty hot oil spring?
I heard that, and I care. You saw that invitation I received last week. My old high school is throwing a reunion party tomorrow, and this hot oil spring will help my robot side get nice and shiny.
But you hated high school.
Exactly. This is my chance to show everyone how much cooler I am now.
Yes, because you didn't have me in high school. Everyone will love me.
Oh, please tell me you're not taking your sock puppet to the reunion.
Of course he's taking me! I'll be the only reason the reunion is fun! Oh, you know what? We could put a little bit of atomic hot sauce in the punch! Then, when everyone drinks it, it'll be super spicy! And they'll try to drink more to cool off! But it'll only be hotter!
Steve, focus! We're here because I need my joints to absolutely sparkle before the reunion. And this lovely hot spring of WD-40 is all for me. Let's go.
I can't believe Dr. Disco is here.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to fix this next portal star and get out of here quick.
Portal star?
Yep, it's why we're here. We've got to restore the star and 8 others so we can save this universe.
Save the universe? I do not understand why you are trying to do that.
What do you mean, why? We need to help people and save all the good things in the universe, including on this world, silly.
You do not need to save Planet Apocalypta. There is no one but me, and there are no good things left here.
What? You can always find good, and there are so many great things here.
Not anymore. Long ago, there was much good. Back when Planet Apocalypta relied on its natural hot oil springs for energy. But much has changed since then.
Come on, it can't be that different.
Yes, it can. The Apocalyptians wanted more and more energy, and the hot oil springs could not power everything. They built a power core in the center of the planet to make the hot oil springs produce more energy. But the power core made the planet start dying.
But the planet's not dying. Just look outside. There are so many beautiful things growing. The huge willow trees, those beetle lily bushes, and so much more.
It is not dying now because the planet's energy is not being drained anymore. The power core was turned off when the Apocalyptians left, and so the planet is finally recovering.
I'm not the only one feeling this, right?
No, Tank. The ground is shaking.
Stupid! You fixed the barometric unilateral transformation tool. Can you use it to stop this?
Yeah, Tubit. Use the... Use the butt to stop it.
Oh, Leo, look out!
Leo, are you okay? That toolbox almost fell right on your head.
I'm okay. Stupid.
Yes, I am checking the systems. Hold on just a minute and...
Oh, dude, just get rid of the earthquake like you got rid of the tornado.
I can't.
Sure you can. You said the butt can control all kinds of natural events.
You don't understand. I cannot fix it because it is not an earthquake.
Then what is it?
Something has happened to the power core inside the planet. It has been turned back on, and the planet is not responding well.
Look, the famous hot oil springs of Planet Apocalypta.
I don't see anything but a big hole in the ground with a small puddle.
I think that is the hot oil springs, boss.
Impossible. There's nothing here. One measly poodle of hot oil? I couldn't even soak one of my feet in it.
That's just because you have big feet.
I do not have big feet.
I bet you could go water skiing without skis.
I have normal feet.
For a giant, maybe.
Quiet, Steve.
So, what do you want us to do, Dr. Disco?
Well, just have to figure out how to bring the springs back.
There's a button here that says stop power core. Press to make more oil.
Interesting. But remember rule number one, Queen. Never press a button unless you are absolutely sure you know what it...
I'm pressing it!
Steve! I can't believe you just did that!
Then does he actually realize Steve is a sock puppet? It's getting a little weird.
Sir, it looks like that power core button helped, but only a little bit. There's still not enough oil. We should just look for another spa on a different planet.
No! This is the only hot oil springs in the galaxy. I need it! Do you know what would happen if I just jumped into any spring? My robot half would roast!
Easy. There's no reason to blow up at me.
Blow up? Blow up? How dare you talk to me like that?
Blow up! Blow up! Blow up!
Blow up? Hey, Dr. Disco, that's it!
What?
There's still a puddle left.
If you tell me to get in that puddle one more time, I'll...
No. Don't you see? The spring isn't all gone. It's just underground. All we need to do is...
Blow it up! Blow it up! Blow it up!
Blow it up! Excellent idea, Steve! Oh, you're such a genius. Yes, of course.
But I...
Come on, we have a puddle to blow up.
Bubbles, Tank, are you guys okay?
I'm okay. Just glad the shaking finally stopped. What about you, Tubit?
My operating systems are functioning at 87% of their optimal range.
Is that good?
It is fine, but the power core is breaking apart. Those earth shakes are only the beginning. Soon everything will fall apart.
Oh, for the love of seaweed! Planet Apocalypta will be destroyed!
Yes. But that does not matter. The buildings are covered in wild plants. There are no people, and there is not enough energy.
That is Enough!
Whoa, chill out, Bubbles.
Tubit, there is so much good in this world. There are plants and animals and mountains and even rain in the storms. All of these are good things that are worth saving. And you're worth saving.
I do not know.
She's right, Tubit. You're letting everything that you think is bad distract you from how much good there still is. And you are one of those good things. You're brave and kind, and you've been a big help to us.
Maybe there are some good things, but you said I am brave and kind. I have only been brave and kind because of you three.
That's okay. That just means we've been reflecting good to you. Once you start looking for all the good things around you, you'll be the one reflecting it to others.
Whoa! What was that? Oh, please don't say volcano. Please don't say volcano.
No, it looks like Dr. Disco again. He just blew something up over by those buildings. Now there's a giant water fountain spraying up out of the ground.
That is not water. It is the hot oil springs.
What would Dr. Disco want with that?
Tubit said it was a great source of energy. Maybe he's using it to power up a new weapon or supercharge his robot half.
Whatever it is, we can't let Dr. Disco steal that energy or just sit here while the power core destroys this planet.
And we still have to figure out how to restore this portal star.
Perhaps I can help.
Yeah, how?
You need to stop Dr. Disco and turn the power core back off. But you cannot be in two places at once. Splitting up into two teams is the only way you can stop both disasters.
Yeah, but there are only three of us, and none of us knows how to turn off the power core. Plus, we definitely can't send only one person to stop Dr. Disco. Not with our powers being all messed up right now.
No, but you could send two. Bubbles and I will turn the power core off while you and Leo stop Dr. Disco.
So you do think the planet is worth saving?
Yes, Leo was right. I was letting the bad things distract me from all the good that is still here.
Aww, yay! Tubit, I'm so proud of you!
All right, guys, let's go do this! Okay, Tank, the hot oil springs are through here. We just need to be really quiet so Dr. Disco doesn't find us before we figure out what to do.
So, what exactly are you planning to do?
Oh, great. Looks like the cat's out of the bag.
What bag? And are you talking about your friend here? Was he in a bag and you let him out? Was Ims a bad kitty witty who had to be put in timeout?
Tank.
Hmm?
Why does everyone make fun of me for looking like a cat?
Well, you kind of do, you know, look like a cat.
All right, you know what? That's it! That's it! It's time for you and Dr. Disco to get off this planet, Quinn!
Wait, Leo, don't power up! You don't know what'll happen!
Whoa! Uh-oh!